for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, November the 25th, 2000, Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds in Hot Springs National Park. Mildred Coffey of Millington, Tennessee is the teacher of the afternoon.
Praise you, Jesus.
Lord, thank you.
Okay, we're ready. Praise the Lord. I agree with what Brother Robert said. Lord, your glory. We want your glory.
Amen.
We're going to cleanse the temple.
Amen.
That we need to cleanse our temple. Amen?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Well, I think I lost some ladies upstairs a while ago, so I'm probably going to lose a whole bunch this afternoon. I was telling them, I was really talking to the Lord about this. I really said, Lord, I had a good teaching I would like to teach. And the Lord wants me, I'm going to share some. We're going to get a shotgun, a scatter gun, and just let it go, whichever way it wants to go, okay? It's so hard sometimes to really give forth what you want to, what you feel like you're supposed to, you know. So here goes. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, Lord, this beautiful sunshiny day. Lord, we give you glory and honor. We thank you, Father, for your mercy and your grace and your love. Lord, now as we open the Word, we ask that you give us ears to hear and eyes to see and heart that understands. And Lord, I just ask the Holy Spirit to bring forth that which you would have me to share in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the Word, and thank you for your love and mercy and grace in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm going to share some. I told the girls upstairs I'm going to share some on Christmas. I was thinking this morning when I was praying about this and asking the Lord what he wanted me to share. I said, Lord, in their saying it says, fools walk in where angels fear to tread. And what I was thinking about, sometimes we touch people's God idols and they don't like it. But you know, if you know if God's shown you things and you don't share them, then you're accountable for it. And so I was telling the girls up there, I got caught flat-footed. Dr. Noel came to my house and found a whole lot of the idols in my attic. I kid you not, they had been some things that Jim had put out several years ago. I don't know how long ago when we were staying home, the nativity scene and. Dr. Noel walked up there in the attic, and the first thing he saw was the Madonna, that statue. I said told the girls they were about like this. They weren't little ones. My husband had built this enormous stable for them, and he used to put them out on the road. And that's the only thing we had out there. But then we learned a lot about it, you know, about what they were, and so he didn't get rid of them. They were just upstairs. And you know, I didn't tell the girls this, but I got snakes in my attic one time this past year, and I wouldn't go up there. My son went up there. He says, snakes. I live in an old house. That's why I'm moving. He found snake skins up there. My son did. So, do you think maybe those things up there as idols might have had been an open door? Think about it. I'm not here to make you mad at me or anything, but if you will, open your Bible to Jeremiah chapter 10. I'm not only going to share on I put a title on this, and I said, Christmas, is it an idol? Is it idolatry? Did you ever think about it? I'm gonna give you some scriptures, but I want to share with you some things that are, it's really contrary to what the Word says. In Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1 says, "Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the custom of the people are vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold, and they fasten it with nails and with hammer, that it move not." As I look at that, you can see a Christmas tree brought in and decorated. Amen. Come on, girls, back me up. These men are giving me horrible stares over here. Pray for me, Robert. And they are upright as the palm tree, but speaketh not. They must need be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. So, you see, God tells us here in Jeremiah, says, we're not to do what the heathens do. We're not to partake of what their idols and their idolatry. And we sometimes don't know that we're even doing it. We don't recognize what we're doing. We don't recognize where it's coming from. We don't know what that is, because it's a custom. It's tradition. The traditions of men, God, the Word says, makes what? Tell me what it says. The traditions of men make the Word of God of no. See? God wants us out of traditions and to start really obeying the Word. And people, we say we obey the Word, but when you go to checking up where you walk, and are you really obeying the Word, or are you following after men? You know, we don't. We want to be accepted by everyone and loved by everyone. So we sometimes compromise the truth. And God wants us to stop compromising His Word and be obedient to it. And we find every excuse we can to keep from doing what the Word says. Paul said, James said it, "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only." And we get offended when people say, "Well, you know, we don't. The Word says this." Now, I'm saying we do. Maybe you don't. But I have people say, "I know the Word says it, but."
Amen.
Yeah, but. Yeah. And when we know what the Word says, you know that one day, I heard someone say it this week, I don't know who said it, that the gifts and calling of God without repentance. You know, you can apply that to what the Word says. What the Word says is God is not going to repent of what He said in His Word.
Amen.
And He said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before you." He said, "Well, I don't make a god of that." Let me tell you something my son did. My youngest son, he loved Christmas. And so he'd always bring this great big Christmas tree in, and he'd decorate it and gifts. I mean, all these gifts under the tree, you know, just load the tree up. And when they started coming to our church, as he and his wife got married, she heard the teaching on Christmas and she threw it out. I don't think he's forgiven me yet of teaching her that, teaching it in the church. Because he moved away, and I have a feeling he's got his Christmas tree back right now. I don't know. I haven't seen him at Christmas time. And I'm saying, talking about Christmas, because this is what I want to share with you about. And I want us to look at the Christmas tree. And when we talk about Christmas, what is Christmas? Christ mass. We're not having a mass for Christ. He's a living God. And we're serving a living God. And we need to honor Him in every area of our lives. And getting back to what my son said, I have another son that was lost, didn't know the Lord. And I was taking him into town one day for a checkup that he was having some back problems. And I got this preaching about the Christmas tree and all of the Dollar Tree that comes with Christmas. And I said, the gift giving. People go out and buy things that their kids don't need to give their kids don't want. They don't really want them. They're just checking to see if their kids, their mother will do it. And get their parents in debt up to their eyeballs. And spending all this money trying to please. You know what? They're looking for the Lord. They're looking. You know that spirit that comes at Christmas time if you walk in a store and feel it? There's a spirit that gets a hold of people, and it's driving them. And really and truly, I believe I've been there because I know what I'm talking about. And you do all these things. You prepare them for Christmas. You cook the big dinner, and all the family comes. And when they leave, you feel empty.
Yes.
What happened? We were expecting something to happen, and it didn't. Yeah, you had your family there. There you get to have the Christmas tree, you lose your family. But anyway. But the thing is, we need to seek the Lord instead of things and obey the Word of God. And over in Leviticus, let's go over to Leviticus in chapter 18. You know, God brought us out of Egypt. I heard someone say that this week. But I'm not sure how much of Egypt, if we've got all of Egypt out of us. Amen. So God is trying to get the world. Egypt is the world.
Amen.
I was in a store the other one day, not too long ago, and someone was talking. They were talking about in a checkout line, and these ladies was talking all about Christmas and all this. And the sales girl said something to me, and I said, "I don't do Christmas." She said, "What?" I said, "I celebrate the birthday of Jesus every day." I said, "He's Lord." And she said, "You don't do Christmas?" I said, "Christmas is not Jesus Christ's birthday."
Amen.
I got one amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. I was waiting to see if anybody else was going. That's right. The Lord, the Word says in Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 1, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God, and the doings of the land of Egypt wherein you dwell shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, where I bring you, shall ye not do, neither shall ye walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgment and keep my ordinances and to walk therein. I am the Lord your God." He said, "I brought you out of Egypt, and you're not to do the things that of the world." When he brought them out, if you remember, who said it last night? I guess Brother Robert was talking. Who said it? Was talking about when they came out of Egypt. They didn't go into the promised land because of their unbelief and their disobedience. Well, we're seeking to go further and walk further with the Lord than we are and be closer to Him. Is anybody here not seeking to go along with the Lord and be closer with Him than you are today? Well, then we should do that which God has told us to do and obey His Word. We say, well, that's the Old Testament. You know, man divided this.
Yes.
God
Amen.
Didn't.
Amen.
And then when you get over in the New Testament, it talks about what God's Word says. He says, and Jesus Himself said He did not come to destroy the law,
Amen.
But came to fulfill it.
Amen.
So, well, here we are. We're talking about bringing the idols in the house as the heathen brings in. And so God is telling us, okay, let's go over, I'll give you a scripture over in the New Testament. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I tell you, I was telling the girls upstairs, and I'm probably going to get on it, so y'all get your stones ready, that when the Lord dealt with me about my earrings, I didn't like it. Their idea of meddling with my earrings. But you know, when the Lord showed me about them, what piercing, putting holes in your body.
Amen.
And I'm also might go and touch on tattoos.
Amen.
I don't know that I'll get to it, but I probably will. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians. I better get to the right one. Pray for me. Pray for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. My God can do anything. My God can do anything. chapter 6, and 2 Corinthians verse 16. Says, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. God says that we're to come out and be separate. God's people need to be different. I don't mean you got to go around. Well, I can't better not do it that way. But I don't mean you. Well, I do too.
That's all right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
We're grown.
We are not to look like the world and act like the world and be the of the world. We're to be, you know, Paul talked about it, said you may be the only epistle that anyone reads. And if we're going around saying that we're God's children, that we're overcomers, and we are acting and talking and dressing and looking like the world, then they don't see any difference in us. We need to be who we are, and we need to be able to speak the word boldly and to minister truth to people around about us. And when they talk to you about having Christmas and putting up the Christmas tree and doing those, bringing those idols in Deuteronomy, and I'll give you scripture in a minute, says when you bring an idol into your house, you become like it. And you become cursed. And we curse ourselves. We wonder why we have sicknesses and have diseases and have all these things hit us, but we don't stop to think about some of the things we do. And so God is saying to us, hey, clean it up. Clean it up. He said, and you know, he doesn't, and the way I understand the word, the goats, and I would say when people say, but, I said, but the goats on one side and God's people on the other. Goat's butt. And I'm a sheep of God. And I want to obey Him. I'm trying my best. How do you think I felt when I saw those things at night upstairs? Walked up there, we opened the door, and I thought, I didn't say anything because Doc said it for me. Let's get these things out of here. He backed his truck up, and he took them out and took them to the dump. I said, good grief, I didn't think about those things. It's been years since we've had that in our house. And here we are. My attic was full of it. You got any? You got it? Tell you what, I wouldn't go upstairs. I didn't like the upstairs. So, you see, we bring our idols in. And it was idols. And he said, that's Semiramis. I said, yeah, it is. I said, Doc, I don't believe this. I don't believe this. How can that be sitting there and I haven't seen it? Well, one day it ain't been up there in a year, but a long time. But the thing is, when I went up there, I didn't see it. Did you know the enemy blinds your eyes? Okay. I tell you, I always say, don't sit back there and look so pious now. Don't get holy on me. But we are to be different. I've got some things I'm going to say about it, but I'm going to give you another scripture. Let's go over to Romans chapter 12. 12 and verse 1. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, we have to even change our thinking. We have to work on it. Because we have to get rid of the traditions. Well, what will my family think? You know what? When we took the tree down in my house, I never heard a comment out of my kids when they came in. They knew I was strange, and they just figured I'd really flipped all the way, and they never said a word. When I took the pictures down off of the wall, I came in one day. You said, why'd you take the pictures down? Well, I just decided if I was going to have something on my wall, I could take those pretty frames and put scripture in them. And so I had scripture around, and They were saying to me, what'd you take your pictures down for? Why didn't you give them to us? I said, well, if I didn't need them, you sure didn't need them. I said, I threw them in the trash. So, and they didn't say anything about that other than they wanted the pictures, you know. But when I took the tray down, they didn't say anything. And they came in, and I fixed them a meal. And I said, enjoy this. It's the last. I said, no more. We're getting rid of men's tradition. Next time we have a family get-together, it won't be Christmas, or the 25th of December, and it won't be the other days. But it's going to be when we as a family want to get together and have a dinner. So God says that we're to, here through Paul, he said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have to change our thinking so that we can remember that we want to walk and serve the Lord. Do you not?
Amen.
You want to be what He wants you to be. We don't want to have all this junk hanging on us, the weights. Did you know that my house felt different? I didn't tell Glenn what I got rid of, but I told him I got my habit cleaned out. I was too ashamed. The thought that I could go up there and didn't see the stuff.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, a lot of it. And when he cleaned all that stuff out of my upstairs, my house felt so different. Dr. Noel called me the other day and he said, hey, Mildred, how's your house feel? I said, it feels okay, but I feel great because the house feels different. He said, I knew it would. I told him, I said, I've been preaching this for a long time. To tell you how the enemy can blind your eyes, you don't know how many idols you've got in your own house that you don't see. Because I tell you what, the enemy will blind you. Well, while I'm at it, I might as well hit another one. You see, Valentine is another day that is wicked. Okay, I don't allow hearts in my house. Anything with hearts on it. You say, why? Well, I said it's a Valentine. So I taught this in my church. Yeah, laugh. It's the truth. And we got rid of everything. Everything. I had two grandchildren in the church at that time. And so I had bought some new curtains and put them up. And looked for them and put them up. And just got them up. And my kids came over one day and Shannon came up to me and she says, Grandmama. I said, yes, baby. What are you doing with those hearts over your window? I said, honey, what are you talking about? She says, look. They were about that big, little hearts around the bottom of my curtains. So Grandma took the curtains down and said, honey, I sure am glad you saw those. Cost me about $50. Had to throw them away. See, my point is sharing that is that we don't think about these things.
What's wrong with the heart? God, your heart. Was it Cupid stupid or just Cupid?
Well, I know. Oh, boy. Well, come on. I need some help. I've forgotten about all of that, Glenn. Y'all got me into it. I've forgotten it.
You opened the door.
I know, and I want it told.
What's wrong with the heart? There's a book back there about Valentine's Day. There's two things wrong with it. Valentine's Day means, if you look it up in the dictionary, the root word for it is lupus. The lupus disease. That's the root word of Valentine. But what Valentine's means is sex. The Cupid with the arrow is a male. The heart is the female. And that's what it stands for.
I'm glad he said it, and I didn't have to. I told the ladies upstairs, it's a lot easier to say some of the things with the women than it is down here with mixed company. So now you know what's wrong with it. Get the book back there, though, and read it. It's very educational, and it's not very expensive, maybe a couple of dollars. I really don't know. But we need to recognize the fact that as God's people, we don't need to be involved in all this. I'm going to touch on Halloween. I didn't intend to, but I'm going to hit it too.
Since you've got off of Christmas, I may make a remark. But go over and read Jeremiah chapter 7.
Okay.
And verse 17 and link down through about 20.
Okay. Chapter 7. Chapter 17 through 19. I knew when I started this I could count on him because he knows all the details about it. And it's good, too. I tell you, you need to know. Start with verse what now?
17.
He says, "Seekest thou not what they do in the city of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gathered woods and the kindle, and the father kindled the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the queen of heaven, and to pour out drink offering unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, saith the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own face? Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, mine anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon man and upon beast and upon the trees of the field and upon the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and shall not be quenched. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifice and eat flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifice. But these things commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I've commanded you, that it may be well unto you." Now, let me, I was going to come back to Christmas, but since,
we'll get back to this.
Okay. What I wanted to say about Christmas before I get off on Halloween and some of the other things was Tammuz, over in Ezekiel 8, there's a scripture, I've got it here. I forgot what verse it is. But it talks about the women standing at the door of the temple weeping for Tammuz. Is it 9?
That's in Jeremiah.
No, it's in Ezekiel.
Ezekiel chapter 9.
Okay. You find the scripture and read it for me. I thought I had it over here, but I don't see it. But the thing is, I wrote this down. It says the son of Tammuz is the son of Nimrod, and his mother, Semiramis. Nimrod's father, Tammuz, threw incest with Semiramis. And his birthday, he was born on the 25th of December. Tammuz was supposed to be the reincarnation or rebirth of the sun god Ra. December the 25th was celebrated as the birthday of their son, their son of God. They called him, see, it's a counterfeit of the birthday of Christ. And the green tree, I don't remember all the details of what I had read about it, but what I've gotten written here about it is that December 25th was celebrated as the birthday of the son of God, Tammuz. Tammuz was pictured in the arms of his mother, thus the Madonna and child. Okay, that's the false, that's the idol. And then it's Christmas, let me ask you this, Christmas, we were celebrating the birth, if we are celebrating the birth of Christ, when did Christ begin?
Amen.
He did not begin.
Amen.
He was always.
Amen.
He in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so how can you celebrate his birthday? Yes, he came to earth and was born. But also, when in December the 25th is the coldest time of the year in Palestine. And do you remember, and I had scripture Luke 2:1-7, when Jesus was born, that the shepherds were in the field.
Yes. Yes.
And you know, when it's cold in wintertime in Palestine, they bring those sheep in. Because I was over there when it was cold. And the shepherds and the sheep stayed in, the shepherds slept in tents with them. But they were in the field when a star appeared to them. So if we're celebrating his birthday on the 25th, and it wasn't when he was born, whose birthday are we celebrating? You know, I used to justify this for myself, even with the tree. When I first heard about it, I didn't want to believe it because I enjoyed all that my husband did for me at Christmas. Well, I'm being honest. I got a big mouth. I talk too much sometimes, but that's the truth. But the thing is, and when I heard about it, I said, well, let's see, this Christmas tree, the star on the top represents the star that shone to the shepherds, the star that led the wise men to where Jesus was born. Well, that's not even true. Jesus was born in the stable, but when the wise men came, they came to the house. I got scripture to prove it. But I was justifying. And the lights on the trees, well, that represented the light of the Word and the light of the Spirit. I mean, this is me justifying it now. You can justify, I know you justify the way you want to, but I mean, and the gifts, well, the wise men brought gifts to Jesus.
Yeah.
They brought three, not 25.
But what about our giving? Do we give to Him?
No.
You see how it's been twisted and used to desecrate even the very thought of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've all participated in it. And today all I see is greed. All I see is people in the stores that are making money and other people are going in and buying things they can't afford, getting themselves in debt, taking it all year to get back out of debt. And they don't have it to give to the Lord because they got to pay their bills. Can you see how the devil has used this and twisted it? And we have just followed. And if you let people know you don't celebrate December the 25th, they think you're odd. Well, really, they're odd. And they won't hear you. Over in the...
Here he goes.
Luke, oh, here it comes.
Go ahead.
What you got?
Well, I got these other scriptures.
Okay.
The thing.
Wait a minute.
Up close now. The thing that Irma hated the most was Valentine's Day, because I used to always get her a box of See's candy, and I always put $100 bill in it. and when we found, she said, "Oh," and she likes See's candy so well that people in California. Oh, so send her boxes of See's candy every once in a while. Anyway, that scripture is in the 14th verse of chapter 8 of Jeremiah, or Ezekiel. And it says, "Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz." Of course, she told you Tammuz is the illegitimate child of Samaritans, for whom the mother and Christ child is supposedly comes from. That's where it came from, and that's where it comes, not from Mary and Jesus at all. And then this other scripture over here said, "The children gathered wood, and the fathers kindled fire, and women kneaded their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven," Samaritans, way before Mary was ever around. But what they made was hot cross buns.
Mm-hmm.
So when I used to have a bakery, we made thousands of dozens of hot cross buns in our bakeries. And what an abomination that was. The Christmas tree, while I'm talking. Everything that a Christmas tree relates to is demonic.
It is.
Everything on it. The tinsel, the lights, the balls, everything has a demonic meaning. If you go and look it up. The lights are to the God of lights. The balls are to the sun god.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find the tinsel and the things that's tied are all have a demonic meaning in their origin.
Amen.
And gift giving. Let me read. I had written this down. Given to honor Tammuz, the child god, was given hundreds of years before the wise men brought gifts to. To Jesus. Now, when people set up the nativity scene, you see them all of this is all together. You know, they have the false mother of Jesus there, you know, and then they have the shepherds and the wise men, and I see the churches do this,
yeah.
And they don't put it, if they're going to put it, you know, have it up, why don't they have the wise men come into the house like they were, you know, Jesus was. How were the children when they began to destroy them?
The wise men brought sufficient for them to go to Egypt.
And they do not explain it. They don't show it. And the thing is, that when you get down to it and see what it's all about, the churches need to teach the people. You know, when it really made me really disgusted, even when I was in the denominational church, they brought a Christmas tree into the sanctuary, the auditoriums, and lit that thing up.
Amen.
And I left. I mean, even then, when I was still worn with it, I knew it wasn't right to have it there, even if I didn't know all about it, as much about it now as I do. But I do know that it's an idol.
Amen.
And if you feel like you can't get rid of it, let's break a soul tie with it and let it go.
Amen.
Break a soul tie with it and get the thing out. We don't want those idols. You know, if you go over and read Ezekiel chapter 8 and look at the I'm not going to go to that and read it for you, but it's full of the abomination that's in the house of the Lord. It's talking about in the temple, but it was full, and this is, they were worshiping the sun god there, and they had the elders in the temple, and they were doing it behind, when the Lord was showing this to Ezekiel, he said, look behind the door where they are, by the wall where they are, the things that people do in the dark, when they know it's wrong, and this was going on in the church. Now, how much of this stuff have we got in us? Santa Claus. About to forget Santa Claus. Yeah, and he's taken the place of God, the Christ Jesus. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows. Lied to the children for years. You better be good. He replaced the Lord. Be good. I said, you better be good. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. And the children today, you ask them about what Christmas, if even the way the world celebrates it, ask them what December 25th means, what do they tell you?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. It's the time we get all the goodies. And it's Santa Claus. On Santa Claus' birthday, in some places, that's what they say. It's Santa Claus' birthday. So God is telling us he wants us to get rid of our idols. Got any idols in your house? Well, now let's go on. I got a lot of them up here. And I want to tell you something. I didn't intend to get on Halloween, but if you have never been delivered from Halloween spirits, you need to be delivered from them. If you've ever portrayed a witch, dressed up like a witch, you've got a witch spirit. I cast one out of a lady in our church. They used to have big Halloween parties, and when we ministered to her, I want you to know, her face, I have never seen it happen to anyone before, but her face took on the appearance of what you would think a witch. It was ungodly. And we cast that spirit out of her, and she got free from a lot of stuff when that thing came out. Bobbin for apples. I need to get some of those books. I think, Grant, you got that in your book back there. I think it's where I said it. I got another one that somewhere, and it was talking about back in the time of the Druids, that they would on Halloween night in November, October, all whatever it was. Anyways, they would go out and they would take a person out of each household to satisfy the spirit. And they would take them captive and they would take them and put them in little cages. I read this in one of the books, and I'm not sure what book I read in, but it might have been Two Babylons. It may not have been.
I
think it is. But they would... They were going to kill these people, and they would go to the rich people's house, and if they didn't, sometimes they would give them a servant instead of one of their members. But what they did, they took them and put them in cages, and the bobbin for apples was they had a boiling pot of oil, and if a person could bob and reach down with their hands tied behind them and get one of those and live, they could live. They could get it with their mouth, they would live. But they were disfigured. They were burnt. Sometimes their faces were burnt off and all of this. This is where your bobbin for apples comes from. The jack-o'-lantern is a soul hunting for what was that you had in your book on that? I can't remember how you put that. But they use human fat to burn candles. And that's where the jack-o'-lantern came from. And it was set on the front porch, the porches of the houses, to ward off demons. You see, we picked up the tradition of men, of evil men, and gone along with it. My daughter, when we first began to talk about this in our church and share on it, my daughter, I shared with her, and she went back to her church, her pastor, and said, "I will not participate in this any longer." And he said, "Well, I've been participating in it all my life, and it hadn't hurt me." Well, he was serving the wrong God. And he told her, "You will," or "You." Your her husband was an assistant pastor, and she said, "I won't." I said, "He's a dream rebellion." She said, I will not participate in something that I don't believe in." So what I'm saying is we need to look back and see if we need deliverance from some of the Halloween spirits that we have been involved, things in Halloween we've been involved in. People tell you, "Well, I don't see anything wrong with it. I won't even go." This is really drastic. "I won't even go to the beauty shop when doing Halloween because they put up all the Halloween junk in there. And I just cannot walk under it. It just really, you know, gives you a hard time."
All these cages, open one more. What about Easter eggs and bunny rabbits?
Another idol, another idolatry. Oh my. Why don't you get the book back there and read it? But it's not of God. The Easter egg, I can't remember who was it?
Fertility.
It's a fertility god, but where did that begin? And the bunny rabbit and all of this. Come on, man. Yeah, it does. It all goes back to the same false god. But it's in. Glenn's got a book back there. Things I've learned.
Things I ponder and some things I've learned. Yeah. Two different books.
And if you buy those, get those books, you can find out a lot more about it in detail. Because I was going to cover a lot of other stuff with this, and so I'm kind of skimming over it. With what he shared with helped me with, so you've heard enough of it. So now you're accountable for what you've heard. Do with it as you please. We're not trying to change your mind, just trying to tell you what it's about. Let's go on. I want to go over to idols and things that we bring into our house. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 7. I had someone ask me to give them scripture on earrings. I touched on that upstairs. But I want you to go to Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 20. Let's start with verse 25. "The graven images of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein, for it is an abomination to the Lord thy God." You see, what he's saying with this is, that these idols that we have gotten, maybe jewelry or whatever, that we don't want to keep, I mean, that we want to get rid of. I've had people come to me and say, "Well, can I melt it down and make me something else? Have something else, have a ring made or something." I know one girl took hers before she asked me and had just a clunk of gold put on a chain. But according to this scripture, it says, "The graven images of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein. For it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing." We bring those in our house, like the idols that I'm just telling you about that I got rid of, which I'd forgotten was up there, and then we need to get rid of them. I want to touch on something else. Glenn, would you find me that scripture on frogs, unclean things, abomination? I forgot. I didn't have that in my notes. Somebody mentioned it about the frogs and the owls, and I don't know if anybody got on to pork or not, but they're unclean. You're going to love me about this, but you know what? A chain, you wear it around your neck, okay? I don't wear them too much. But I'm telling you, well, my husband bought them for me. but he always sat right there. I miss him. Anyway, let me go back to that. I thought I had that down here. Well, I'm going to get a raise now, and I got some. Rings can resent strong attachment. They really do. My husband bought me mine. And I'm not getting rid of them. Oh, Lord, I will, but please don't make me. See, I'm getting me too in everything. It's terrible. And attachment and bondage. Oh, Lord. Goodness. Well, okay. A Nefertiti ring, the name of an Egyptian queen, can cause kidney problems. Necklace, I thought I had that down, represents bond.
Nefertiti.
Really? Cleopatra. Okay. A necklace can represent bondage since the neck represents the will. Necklace can be like a spiritual yoke. You feel heaviness on the back of your neck. I've been sitting over there all this week doing this. I thought, okay, Father, I hear you. Bracelets. I'm touching everything. I'm so glad y'all don't have any stones. Praise the Lord. Bracelets represent bondage, like shackles on the wrist. The dove, the Star of David. Wait a minute, I lost my place. I'm reading. Christian jewelry, bracelets represent bondage. Christian jewelry, crucifix, crosses, fish, symbols, and doves, Star of David, are images. You know, God said over in Deuteronomy, I think it's Deuteronomy 4, he said, we're not to make images of anything. I had trouble with pictures, snapshots. I don't like people to take pictures of me, and I just don't like them. Lord told me a long time ago that I had an altar in my house with my grandchildren. I had a bedroom that we didn't use, and I had this one wall for one child and all his kids, and this one for another one, and this one, and this one. I had pictures everywhere. Well, that wasn't enough. As you come through my living room into the den, I had an old antique library table sitting there, and in the middle of it, I had this light. This lamp, and on each side I had pictures of my grandkids. And if you came in my house and you didn't notice them, I'd say, let me show you my grandkids. Don't you see them? They're just precious. They are. Stinking things. The older they get, the less, you know. Anyways, and the Lord spoke to me one time. He said, you got an altar in your house. And I said, no, I hadn't. I knew I did. I didn't know what it was because he said I had an altar. And he showed that to me. He said, you have made an altar of your and idols of your grandchildren, and if people don't notice your children, you tell them about them. So, down went all the pictures. All the walls got cleaned off. And they come in and they say, I sent you pictures. Where are they? Oh, they're in the drawer. They sent them. I told them that last time my daughter was there, I said, well, they're all going in the fire. You better get what you want. I'm moving. I'm cleaning the house. Not taking none of that with me. They don't look like that. They look like this now. That was when, you know, then, and this is now. Okay. I'm not through. Dolls and stuffed animals. I told the girls upstairs, ladies upstairs yesterday, my daughter-in-law, when she was born, she was an only child, and someone gave her mother a doll for her when she was born, and her mother put it in her bed. And somebody else gave her a stuffed bear. And she left them in the bed for her, you know, and she grew up with them. She got married. When she came to our, it was really interesting because she had been dedicated to be a witch. Her father gave her to her a friend, and this woman was in their cult. He didn't know this, but that woman dedicated her to be a witch. I said, the Lord really has a sense of humor. She married my son, and we were in deliverance. We got her delivered. She's precious. I still love her. And she, I'm telling you, you tell her so in the Word what the Word says, she don't debate and she don't argue with. She says, it's true, I do it. But she came to the church, and she was in our church about 5 years. Long time. We didn't have a piano player. We had a piano, but we had a player. So we sang a cappella. And one day I went over to her house. Well, I'd been in the house before, but she didn't have it. But she had a piano in the house. And I thought, I said, Mary, what are you doing? Where did you get that? She said, oh, Mama and Dad brought it up here. They're tired of having my piano in their house. I said, you mean tell me you've been coming out of church all this long time and you can play a piano and you didn't tell me? She said, yeah, but I don't like to play. And I said, well, would you try? Would you play for us? She said, I don't think I can. But she did, and she could, and she did. But she got in fear. I was telling you all this to tell you, as she sat down to play that piano, that doll came set up on the piano. She saw it sitting there. On one side was the doll, and the other side was the bear. I can't explain it except it was demonic. It was two demons came up there and sat there. And I said, Mary, she said, I cannot play that piano. She said, those things follow me everywhere as I go. But they sit up there and they mock me while I'm playing. I said, okay, let's do deliverance on you for them. So we did. We tried to, and we couldn't get them out. The thing would just laugh at us and say, we have a legal right to be here.
Right.
Because the doll and the bear was at her mother's. She still had them.
Amen.
And so my son went over there, and told her mother, this happened over two different things, and the other was a horoscope chart that had been done on her, but she went over to her mother's and asked her mother to give them to her because they were hers, and she said, okay, but keep them. And she didn't tell her mother what they were going to do with them. So they went out into the forest over there. They lived close to Shelby Forest in Memphis, and he was going to destroy the doll and then the bear. And when he tried to destroy that, she liked to tore him apart. She manifested and started the thing in her, said, no, you're not going to destroy that. And when he held her off with one hand, I said, I really don't know how he did it, but he held her with one hand and destroyed the doll and the bear. And they came back to the house. We cast that thing out of her. She got free from it. Dolls and stuffed animals. Dolls were used in the occult. Go back and look into your encyclopedia and Owen and find out what dolls were first, where they first came about.
First dolls that were made to put in a coffin for the spirit of a dead child.
So you got necromancy too with them, haven't you?
Amen.
So this is where they come from. And I know adults that collect dolls. And they have all kinds of physical problems. Dolls and stuffed animals are representations of living things. And God says, you know, not to make images. Rejected children are drawn to them. And this is what happened with her. She had a lot of rejection on her for a lot of reasons. Rejected children are drawn to them. These invite spirits of inert affection. And some children, diseases are related to them. Then the masters of the universe is an abomination. And it causes allergies and asthma and other infirmities. So we see, as you look at these things, you say, well, what can we do? You know what she did with her children? She never let her children have dolls. But she would let them have stuffed animals. But she would never leave them in the room overnight. And she always, when she bought them, she prayed over them. And she put scriptures in them. My point was, when I was thinking about it, I thought, what can you give them to play with? You know, little girls. But she found things for them. But she never let them have dolls. Her children are totally different from the other children and my grandchildren I have. Because she went by the Word. My own daughter didn't do it. But my daughter-in-law did. And her children are totally different. And I tell you what, I would give anything if my other grandchildren were like them. Because her mother believed the Word. She had to fight my son, but she still did it. And I praise the Lord for that. Okay, have I made everybody mad at me now? That's okay. You gotta love me because it's commanded. Praise the Lord. I usually end up doing all this, but you know, I think God's word says my people perish from lack of knowledge. And if you read that whole scripture, he said, because they reject knowledge, I will forget their children. And because we haven't, as Billy Glenn said, just that noon, because we haven't said to our kids, it is written, some of us are having all kinds of problems with our children. I've had all kinds of problems with mine, and now it's in my grandchildren. Rebellion, especially. And if I had known this before, when my children were small, I had the book, but I was going to what the preacher told me. So you better be right, preachers. You better be preaching truth. Because, you see, we're going to stand before the Lord one day and say, I don't want him to say, you didn't teach truth, that you compromised the word. And we're accountable for what we know, and we're accountable for what we teach. And so when the Lord instructs me to share, I try to be obedient. Because, see, guess who got the most out of this?
Amen.
Just think about all the things I got to go home and do.
Well,
you already clean your attic. Yeah, clean my attic, thank God. I'm almost concerned about looking in the results, you know.
Well,
some of those have been cleaned, too. But God is telling us now, he says, it's up to us what we do about what we hear. And I'm not the Holy Spirit, and I'm not the one that tells you what to do. I'm just telling you about what I know. And so now I'm going to leave it with you, and we're going to do some deliverance on those that want some. Anybody want deliverance? Did y'all all get delivered through the men's session and the women's that we can just close out now? Anybody want deliverance? Okay. Let's pray. Let's do some deliverance.
Amen.
Amen. I told the ladies up there, I said, you know, it's hard to do deliverance on men and women together. You know why? Because the husbands don't want the wife to know what they got, and the women don't want the men to know what they got. So sometimes it works better when we separate them. But now we're gonna get down to the nitty-gritty of it, and everybody's going to find out everything. Praise the Lord. No, I'm just kidding. I have to have a little fun with deliverance. You know, deliverance is hard work. And teaching is hard work when you're going against not giving them everything good. By the way, I can preach other than deliverance. I just don't do it much. God gave me called me to do it. Had a lady tell me, said, don't tell people you're a deliverance minister. And I said, why? She said, well, you can do it, teach other things. I said, I know. But deliverance is the main thrust of the ministry because that's what God called me to do. And I praise the Lord for it. So let's pray and ask the Lord to deliver us this afternoon. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you as your children, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for the patience of the people today. And I thank you, Father, for your move of the Spirit in our lives to set us free. We come before you, Lord, and want to be free of everything that binds or hinders us from walking where you'd have us to walk. Father, I thank you for the goodness, your goodness and your mercy and your grace now in the name of Jesus. And Father, in Jesus' name, I come before you and I take my authority where I'm seated in Christ Jesus, the third heaven, far above principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. I come in that authority, Father, where the name of Jesus Christ, that every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus is Lord. That authority is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've given me authority over all the power of the devil. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, I bind every spirit over this place. I ask, Father, that you send ministering spirits in, angels in, as many as we need, Father, to stand guard. I ask you to cover each one with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask you, Father, to bind the strong man in each and every one in the name of Jesus. And Lord, when those that want deliverance, your word says, when we call upon the name of the Lord, we shall be delivered. So, Father, I thank you for the word. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for setting the captives free. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I praise you and give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of that false spirit of Christmas that we've all been under. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I call out that spirit of Christmas in Jesus' name. I call out the spirit of idolatry. Idolatry. Loosen them and let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ, turn them loose and come out of there. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Come on out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. If anybody wants free from this, I'll break soul ties between each one here and the Christmas tree and all the trimmings. In the name of Jesus. And I ask the Father to restore the soul in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. He said, He restoreth my soul. So, Father, I ask you to restore our soul, spirit, soul, and body in Jesus' name. Mind, will, and emotion. In the name of Jesus. I call out that false spirit of Christmas and the Christmas tree, the idolatry of the Christmas tree. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, turn loose and come out of there. All the idolatry, come out now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all of the whoredom and paganism, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I call out the spirit of Santa Claus. In the name of Jesus Christ, loosen them and let them go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose and let them go. If you're wanting to get free, I tell you, like I told the ladies upstairs about it, the lady in my church, she's been in deliverance for years and sits there and doesn't get deliverance. And I got tired dealing with it, and I told her, I want you to cough when I call these things out of you. I was praying, just sitting there praying, and she's just sitting there looking at me. I said, take your glasses off. She said, I can't see. I says, okay, I can. So she took her glasses off, and I said, now cough when I call these spirits out of you. And when she began to cough, and I was calling those spirits out, she began to throw up, and she got rid of a bunch of stuff. She was sitting there holding those things in, and then she was complaining because she never got deliverance. In the name of Jesus, come out of there, spirit of Santa Claus and the falseness of Christmas. In the name of Jesus Christ, all of the idolatry. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Saint Nicholas. I call out the spirit of Saint Nicholas. Thank you. Y'all help me. Come on. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. Come on out of that spirit of Saint Nicholas. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Turn loose. Turn loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Come on out of there. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every name that has the name bows to the name of Jesus. I call out all the... anybody won't get free from eating pork? I break the curse from the disobedience to the Lord, and I call that spirit of disobedience out first in the name of Jesus, of eating unclean things. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. Everything from eating of the pork, come out of there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Come on out in Jesus' name. And those worms that come in, I command them out in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Trigonosis, come out of there in Jesus. I like calling them worms. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the trigonosis, come out of there. In the name of Jesus, come out. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Turn them loose. Come on. If you want to get rid of them, cough them out. Cough them out. Work from the inside out. Drive them out in Jesus' name. Make them go. You have authority over them. Run them out. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come on out of there. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Eating of fat. In the name of Jesus. Come out of there. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one thing I didn't touch is from the eating of the blood. And I call that blood from blood sausage out. And eating of blood. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out of there. Come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on. Breathe in. Breathe out. Cough. Stir those things up. Let's get them out. Come on. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out there. High blood pressure. Heart attacks. Heart problems. Aneurysms. In the name of Jesus, come on out of there. Come on out of there. All blood diseases from eating of the blood, come out of there. Let them go. Diabetes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, sugar diabetes, loosen them. We break the power of it and command them out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All the blood diseases that come in. High blood.
Embolism.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of, that's what we were trying to say. In the name of Jesus. Come on out there. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Anybody got heart problems? We break all the curses of heart problems over the bloodline and call out heart attack, heart blockage in the name of Jesus. There's been an awful lot of people having heart attacks, and we break the power of them in strokes. We break the power of them and command them out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Loosen them. Shortness of breath. In the name of Jesus. Emphysema and lung problems. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Cancer of the lungs. Come out of them. Let them go. Asthma. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Tuberculosis. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Bronchitis. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Come out of there. Come out now in Jesus' name. Loosen them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose and come out. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Gaymore? Migraine headaches. I break that power off of and call those migraine headaches out in Jesus' name. Turn loose and let them go. Come on out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Migraine headaches. Loosen them. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Stiff neck, strong will, come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, loosen them.
Is that a doll spirit?
It was a demon that looked like a doll, so I would call it a doll spirit. In the name of Jesus. Okay, I call any of those doll spirits out. In the name of Jesus Christ, from years ago, or any dolls that you've got in your house today, in the name of Jesus. What did I hear?
Stubbornness, rebellion.
Stubbornness and rebellion. Come out. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Witchcraft. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Every curse of witchcraft, every spirit of witchcraft, and I call the witch out. I call those Halloween spirits out. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I call the Valentine spirits out. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, lupus. I call lupus out in Jesus' name. I break the power of lupus in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let them go.
Ear infections.
I break up the power of it and I call it out. Come on out of there. All ear infections in the name of Jesus. Listen.
Ear disease.
Ear diseases, come out now in Jesus' name. Deafness, hard of hearing, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I call out that spirit of selective hearing in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, come out of there. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name, you know, there's people, there's a spirit of selective hearing that people hear only what they want to hear. And I break its power and I command it out. Come on, let's get it out. Come out of there. You spirit of selective hearing, come out. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Deafness, deaf and dumb spirits, unclean spirit, come out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rejection, what?
I
call out the spirit of rejection from the womb. In the name of Jesus Christ, loosen them. All the rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, spirits of rejection from the womb, come out of there. In the name of Jesus, spirits of murder, anger, and wrath, come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose and come out of there. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Anger. nearsightedness, farsightedness, cataracts, in the name of Jesus. Come on out there. Turn, loose the eyes and come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn them loose. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Skin diseases, rashes, warts, bunions, cords.
Skin diseases. Planus warts. Corns. All of the things he said. Come out in Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Come on out of there. Let him go. Pride. Oh, yes. Spirit of pride. Come on out of there. All the pride, little pride and big pride. Come out. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out of there. Let him go. Let him go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. All the pride.
Pharisee.
Pharisee. That Pharisee spirit in the name of Jesus. Unteachableness. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Let him go. Critical spirit. False and judgment. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Loosen them and let them go. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Praise the Lord. Anybody else got something else they want to call it?
Macho spirit.
Parkinson's disease. In the name of Jesus, I call out the spirit of Parkinson's. Come on out, that Parkinson's disease. Lupus. What did you say? Did you say one? Okay. What did you say?
Macho spirit.
Macho spirit, ego. Come on out of there. Ego. What? Bodybuilding. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Call them out to me. I can.
Dyslexia.
In the name of Jesus. Come on out there. Let them go. Spirits of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus. Witchcraft. Come out. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ. And you've all been gotten under it because when you go into the stores, it's full of it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every name that has the name bows to the name of Jesus. Okay. Okay, spirits of murder, spirits of divorce, sexual abuse, incest, rape, spirits of rape, any kind of abuse, sexual, physical, mental, and spiritual abuse. Come out, let them go in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Spirits of divorce. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No unlove. Spirits of unlove. Can't give nor receive love. Turn loose and come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
Violation.
Spirit of violation. Come on out of there. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Come on. Work with me, Graham. Come on. You may be getting rid of something you called 5 minutes ago. Oh, boy. Spirits of Ahab, come out of there. Ahab, come out of there now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every Ahab spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, and every spirit of Jezebel, witchcraft and Jezebel, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the wait, I get rid of my Jezebel spirit. What'd you say?
Like when they cut themselves or...
Self-mutilation. Spirit of destruction and self-mutilation. Come out of there. Destruction. I come against a bone breaker spirit and slow death, the Terminator. I call them out. Let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there. Spirits of death that have been loosed. I call them out. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every name that has a name bows to the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Breathe in and breathe out. Let's get rid of the spirit of death. Come on out of there, death. Every spirit of death that's been loosed upon God's people, I call them out. Every curse of death, I break every curse of death and call it out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name.
The vagabond
spirit. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Asmodeus and Asmodeus. In the name of Jesus, loosen them and come out. Turn them loose and let them go. In the name of Jesus, incubus and succubus, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Spirit of Moloch, come on out of there. In Jesus' name, child sacrifice, abortion. Well, what?
Apollyon.
Spirit of Apollyon, in the name of Jesus, all drug spirits, all drug spirits, all of them. Marijuana, I'm going after these, and marijuana, cocaine, illegal drugs and legal drugs. I break the power of them and call them out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All addiction spirits. I break the curse of alcoholism and call alcohol spirits out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. Generational curses? What did you say? Spirit of illegitimacy, in the name of Jesus, I break the curse, generation curse of the bastard, and I call the spirit of the bastard out. In the name of Jesus, let him go. Let him go. Turn him loose and come out. Let him go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Let him go. In Jesus' name. So quit. Everybody delivered. Let me fill everybody up first, okay? Okay, let's stand and raise our hands and let's ask the Lord to fill us, okay? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we just thank you for the deliverance, Lord. Thank you for your word, Father. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to fill each vessel to full and overflowing in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we just loose the spirits of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, counsel, might, wisdom, and understanding, power, and love, and a sound mind. I bind backlash and retaliation in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for the deliverance. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. I ask for you to send angels in to cleanse the church, take every spirit out of here, and take them to the bottomless pit in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you again for the authority that's in the name of Jesus. And Father, we praise and give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Lord, we just give you glory. Amen.
That washes white as snow. Father, we thank you for this service. We thank you for sealing by the Holy Ghost every work that you've done by the anointing of God. And Father, we thank you today that this is the day that you've made. Father, we pray over the food that we bless it in your name. And we call it that it would be a nourishment to our body and it would give us strength that we may be better servants for your service. And we give you the praise and glory. And all that agree said, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.